Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful privilege to be able to serve you in this capacity today on First Fruit. We just thank God. I just thank God for who He is and thank God for everything that He's doing in my life right now and everything that He's done up to this point. You know, God is faithful, God is true, and He just wants us to be about His business, and that's truly what we need to do, and that's truly what we need to be about, His business. Everything must be done decent and in order. There again, we appreciate you for tuning in with us today. Please call in at any time if you have any questions. Simply join us, join in the conversation. Our number here is 773-897-6178. That's 773-897-6178. My email address is revstraw@gmail.com. That's revstraw@gmail.com. And today's topic is hanging around dead people. Hanging around dead people. Now, I tell you, this is quite a topic. This is quite a topic to expound on, to get a revelation from, and see what God is really talking about when He's saying hanging around dead people. What the Spirit, this is something the Spirit gave me for quite a while. And before we jump into it, let us pray. Father God, we just thank You today. We thank You for Your love, Your kindness, Your grace, Your tender mercy, Lord God. We just thank You for everything that you've done and everything that You're doing, Lord God. We throw crowns at Your feet this day, Lord God. We just praise You. We magnify You. We adore You this day, Lord God. There's none like Thee. There's none sweeter, Lord God. Lord God, we glorify Thy name, Lord God. Lord God, let our praise be like sweet incense to Thy nostrils in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have Your way. Have Your way in the service, Lord God. Have Your way this day, Lord God. Lord God, all of You and none of me, Lord God. Not my mouth, not my mind, not my tongue, Lord God, Yours, Lord God. Lord God, let your people, you reach your people, reach and teach your people the way you want, Lord God. It's about you, Lord God. We bless your name this day and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. So there again, we're talking about hanging out, hanging around dead people. And if you go to Mark 5, and we're gonna start at verse 1. It says, "Then they came to the order to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone take him, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, 'What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me.'" Verse 8, "For he said to him, 'Come out of the man, unclean spirit.' Then he asked him, 'What is your name?' And he answered, saying, 'My name is Legion, for we are many.' Also he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountain. So all the demons begged him, saying, 'Send us to the swine that we may enter them.' And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place in the sea and drowned in the sea." Amen. "So those who fed the swine fled, and they told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. And those who saw it told him how it happened, told how it happened, who had been demon-possessed, and about the swine. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And he got into the boat. He who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to go home to your friends and your family and tell them what God has done for you." Amen. "And he departed and began to proclaim the gospel." This Jesus, this Jesus. Amen, amen. How you doing today? Amen, amen. So here we are right now. Jesus, here he is hanging around dead people. Hanging around dead people can cost you a world of trouble, a world of hurt. Because here now, check this out now. Check the text when he now this demon-possessed man is hanging around the tomb. He's hanging around dead people, people that can't speak back to him, people that can't encourage him, people that can't speak life into him, people that that are dead and gone. It's nothing. But are you hanging? You got to ask your question this. Ask yourself this. Are you hanging around people that mean you no good? They're not uplifting you. They're not encouraging you. They're not speaking life into you. You're just around them. And here this man is torn with demons. He's demon-possessed, and everything is going on within inside of him. And you said legion. Demons are in this man, toying with him, tearing him up. Have you ever been that one that do you recognize that you're that one that, how you say, the glue that holds everything together? Some people are around you to drain you. Some people come around you and they don't get no other Jesus than what they have unless you present. Because the anointing God has bestowed upon your life. But do you recognize that when you go home, you be so drained at the end of the day, you don't be wanting to fool with anybody because you be so drained. And that's the reason why you be so drained is because everything around you is pulling. This man is biting himself, cutting himself, and everything else is going on with him. But as soon as he see the Messiah, as soon as he see Jesus, he recognizes it. Even through his hurt, his pain, and everything that's going on, he's been exiled from the city that he was, that's nearby, that where he was from. He's been exiled until the mountains, until around dead people. He had more refuge and more peace, even though he was in so much agony and pain and everything around dead people. Some of us will, our opportunity, God has presented us with opportunities. We'll get to that. But my thing is, it's so numb to us and so normal that we hang around people that really is such a bad influence on us. We will stay around that because it feels normal. It should never feel normal, family. This should never happen. You should never feel normal around. The people that are around you, that surround themselves around you, should be, first of all, foremost, they should be, God-filled Christians. And not just Christians, but uplifting Christians. Let me tell you something. Christians are messy too. Let's just be honest, man. Christians are messy too. They will speak at you. They speak down to you. They will dog you just because you put a title on it. You know their name. I know some people that aren't Christian that will treat you better than the brothering or the sistering. Now let's get that. Let's put that into the equation too. Now, you got to get people, and you got to use your spiritual discernment to discern who's fighting you, who's against you. And then let me tell you something. It's not always that you're going to God allow Satan to be used too now. You can't just write everybody off. You just got to know how to place them. You got to know how to take them. But you got to know how to place them. What I mean is this. Some people that come in your life that will come around you and try to draw from you. But there are some people that God will allow you to step up. I'm telling you, listen to me now. God will use Satan, use his people for you to launch from. I'm telling you, that I do know. I do know that. But back to this part of the story is, there are more people in prison in their mind right now. Like, I work at a prison, and I've seen people with life sentences more free than people out on the street that aren't in prison or don't have offenses, around them daily aren't told to eat, aren't told when they can eat, aren't told when they can go take pill call or whatever, and all those things, are more slaved because of the company they keep than the people that's actually in prison that are free. They have life sentences on top of life sentences, but have made their peace with God. We have to get out of this. We have to get out of this, family. The only way we can do it is recognize who Jesus is. And that's the first thing that this man did. Even though he was going through what he was going through, he recognized immediately when he saw the Messiah walking, he recognized the presence of God. In order to, you know, make better decisions in our lives, in order to make better decisions in our friends, because, you know, your mama said you ain't going to have but one or two good friends. And you know what? That's true. You got to learn who's for you and who's against you. And immediately when he saw Jesus, he recognized that God, here it is. He is. He's for me. And when he saw him, he began to cry out. He was crying out. How many of you right now are crying out that's in need? But you know that you have, you're around people that mean you no good, that aren't lifting you up. You don't have a prayer partner to pray with. You don't have nobody to intercede on your behalf. That, you know, every time that you come up with an idea, they speaking down on it. Every time that you know that God reveals something to you, you know, with your big mouth, you tell them what God has said, and they immediately are on the defense of something that God has spoken to you and spoken over your life. And now that's got you questioning God. You never get to that moment. You never be around people that's going to make you question God, just like Job. Job and his friend, his wife and his friends wanted him to question God. We can't move like that, family. We can't, we just can't move like that. And the profoundness of this whole story is when the demons, when he said, you know, who are you? He said, legion, for we are many. This is Jesus next to the demons now. And he asked them, because the demons inside this man recognized who he was. And when they recognized who they already knew it was over. They already knew it was over. So Jesus cast them into the nearby swine, which the Bible tells us was almost 2,000 in number. And immediately the swine ran into the water and drowned. This is the awesome part of this whole story to me. One of the awesome part. The awesome part is it was almost, you got to think about it, if it was almost 2,000 demons that went in, I mean, it was almost 2,000 pigs, and they went in the pigs, and the pigs immediately went into the water and drowned, but they couldn't drown the man. And that's, they couldn't drown that one man, but it was almost 2,000 pigs, but they couldn't drown that one man. They couldn't kill that one man. Because something tell me in my spirit, this is me in my spirit, that this man was fighting. He was fighting. Because the reason why he was fighting and biting is because he knew that God was coming. He knew that God was coming. And that's what we got to be, got to wait on. We just got to just praise God about that, know that he's coming. But while he's coming, and before he's coming, Let us give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's get into thy word. Let's get on our face. Let's prepare the way through much prayer. Let's give him what he wants. Let's be about his business until he comes. Because if Satan is, that's his job to steal, kill, and destroy. But he couldn't kill this one man. And God told him to go to the city and tell them, no, you can't go, you can't come with me. But I want you to stay and go to your brothers, your family members, and tell them what thus said the Lord has done for you. Oh, my, my, my. Ain't he awesome? Ain't he awesome? And we just praise you today, Lord. We magnify your name. You're so kind. You're so sweet. Lord God, we just praise you. We thank you today, Lord God. We thank you. But dear family, please understand. Please understand. Careful of your surroundings. Make sure that these people around you that are speaking into your life are God-filled, and they have your best interest at heart, and you, the Spirit of the Lord in you, trust them to speak of that you can reveal things to, and also they can reveal things to you as well. But we, everything that we do, it has to be decent in order. And one thing that we have to be careful is the people that we break bread with and who we just, you know, our everyday things. Because when we approach our everyday living, sometimes, you know, like you said, if you're married and you're hanging around single folk, you start doing single things. If you, and especially if you got more single friends than you got married friends. These are just examples, little quick examples. And some things that you know, at all times, we have to check ourselves. We got to self-examine ourselves and say, are we trying to get into this? This clique, or is the clique trying to get into us? And guess what? Most time the clique enter into us because we are, we want to so quickly. I'm telling you, we men and women of God, we still be wanting to jump back over there to the world. You know that flesh and that spirit. You know it's a constant fight every day. But then the Bible tells us to die daily, and you know. What it means by die daily means that, you know, taking on that flesh that want to just trap itself on us and pull us back to what we used to do. And then we start hanging by with people that we used to hang with. And then we start doing stuff that we used to do all over again. And it gets worse every time we go back to it. And there's no greater love than God. There's no greater love than to walk in righteousness. No, there's no greater love than being about God's business. There's no greater love than this just giving it to God, all of it to God. We just want you. God wants you to walk in obedience. And this is the bottom line. Walk in obedience and just continue to study and to pray and to meditate on the word day and night. And just, you know, be about his business. This man cried out, hanging around dead people. And God showed up. Well, guess what? He'll show up for you today as well. He's already shown up for you. He's already shown up for you. He's everlasting. He's all powerful, all knowing. There's none like him. None like him. Father is the King. today, if you don't have a church home, you know, I'm going to say, hey, the doors of the church are open. But guess what? Here on First Street, the doors are always open. Always open to give God what he wants. Always open to be one. Just be one with God. First and foremost, if you don't have a first and foremost, if you don't know Christ, today is your day. Today is your day. If you want to give yourself to the Lord and be saved, today is your day. Don't wait to tomorrow or any other day. Don't be a maybe. It's either yes or no. It's either yes or no. And that's the way we have to live our life, yes or no. God, you know, Satan is winning with a maybe. He's winning with a no, and he's winning with a maybe. There's so many of us right now today that's gone, that's gone right now, that lived on a maybe. And that's the reason that time has ran out for them, because they lived on a maybe. I can get it right tomorrow. I can get it right tomorrow. I can get it right tomorrow. God is saying tomorrow is too late. To now, I need now. So if you repeat after me, say, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and my transgressions, and he rose with all power in his hand, and he resides on the right hand of the Father. I believe that he is my Lord. He's a risen Savior. He's my risen Savior. He's my risen King. And if you believe in your heart to your mouth, to God's listening ears, welcome to the kingdom of the body of Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We encourage you to get with a church locally that really exemplifying who Christ is. Not only that, but your spirit, man, become knowledgeable, that get more knowledge in who Christ is. I just pray that God just leads you, guides you to that right place. And if it's here on this show, if it's here, and if you want to be part of First Fruit, just email me at revstraw.com. That's revstraw at gmail.com. That's revstraw at gmail.com. We're beginning ministry online. And we just got there, and we love to be about God's business. Just email me if you just want spiritual counseling. But we thank you. We believe that at this point, we have done what God has called us to do. God bless you. God keep you. In the name of the Father, and the Father, Son, bless the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good day, y'all. Woo!